Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. The Business Connection showcases the best of Colorado Springs businesses, their products and services, and the people here who serve you. Now, here's your KRDO Business Connection host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. Joining me in studio today is going to be is somebody who's going to be very important in your world, especially if you got caught in the recent hailstorm, which was destructive and very nasty, and we're sorry if you did. But I'm going to introduce you to Petrolli Roofing's general manager, Mr. Michael O'Malley, who truly is one of the good guys, great partner with KRDO. We've been together for almost three years now. You are Tom Martino endorsed. You are also endorsed by our one and only Ken Moon from around the house. And, of course, we'll be hearing more from you in the months to come, which we really deeply appreciate. So all of that said, Michael, welcome to the Business Connection Studios. These are kind of serious times for roofing companies and for potential clients as well, because there are some intricacies, there are some ins and outs, there's some nuance about doing this. One thing very important right now, don't get scared and don't call the insurance company yet. Give Petrolli Roofing a call first, and we're going to explain why. Michael, welcome again to the studio. Tell us a little bit about you first.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Ted. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and anybody that's listening. The one of the things that I do appreciate is the area that got hit is largely military. That area, it's huge. And as a former service member, it's important to me that we take care of them. And I like to think that roofing is actually really simple. Insurance is a little bit trickier.
It can be. And let's talk about the reason why we don't want people to go along with that impulse we sometimes have to call the insurance company first. Explain exactly why you want them to call the roofing company first.
Sure. If you have an insurance agent, it's okay. Give them a call. Let them see what your coverage is. Let them walk you through what the process looks like. But don't necessarily file that claim right away. Instead, have a qualified expert come out and take a look, make sure that there is damage. Now, chances are with the veracity of that storm that just came through, you do have a viable claim, but don't take it for granted. Get somebody out there that's qualified to take a look.
This was a very, very tough storm. The morning after the storm, of course, KRDO received hundreds upon hundreds of photographs of damaged automobiles, smashed auto glass, and hail the size up to softballs.
Yes, sir.
And mainly a minimum of golf ball size, and some even egg-sized, which is, I would say, bigger than a golf ball. Michael, describe a little bit about what that size hail can do to your roof.
Sure. May 18th, we had golf ball-sized hail come through, and it was enough to damage and warrant a claim for many homeowners. And so golf ball-sized hail will cause an insurance claim and damage to your roof that could cause leaks. When you get to softball-sized hail, it's a whole different level. You've got not just damage to the roof, but you could get damage to the underlying structure. You've got damage to siding, damage to the exterior of your house in general. So at that point, we're talking major leaks that will cause interior water damage and other things as well. So we need to get it taken care of as soon as possible.
Well, and this is where this gets interesting. I've got a really good visual on this stuff because I'm an old building and remodeling contractor.
Yes, sir.
I've got sawdust in my veins and nail gun oil in my DNA. So I've worked on a lot of these damaged roofs. Some in Colorado, mostly down in New Mexico, where the weather is vicious in its own way, not only in terms of the heat, but certainly the wind and the dust. And you're right. A leak can cause an enormous amount of structural damage. You may think you got through the hail okay, and later down the road, you start to see darkening in certain places in your drywall and your ceiling, even down your walls. You may even start to see the growth of mold. If you let that stuff go, not only can you get sick, but you can allow structural damage to occur in your house. So, Michael, take it from the shingles on down through the bottom of the roof rafters for most people.
Sure. So, you know, the shingles are going to be your first line of defense. And once they get damaged, water starts to come through. Most of the times, the leaks aren't coming from the shingles themselves unless we've got major wind. But you've got a lot of plastic vents up on the roof that get cracked and shattered. And then rain starts just pouring in. It's going to follow. It's going to bypass all the other defenses and start following the rafters and joists on down, soaking your insulation and hitting your drywall. By the time you've hit your drywall and you can see it visually, there's been significant water built up previous to that along the rafters in the insulation. And if you do have you do see those spots, go ahead and take pictures right away. That way you've got some documentation for your insurance company.
Okay, and you would never advise anybody to get up on the roof themselves.
I wouldn't, no.
Don't attempt that, particularly when, in Petrali's case, at the very least, that inspection that you give is at no charge. You
Absolutely.
Will document. You'll have a nice, long, thorough chat with the homeowner. You will interact with the insurance company as that is needed. The urging, of course, is forewarned is forearmed. Mm-hmm. So you're there to teach, Michael. You're not there
yes,
to
sir.
Sell.
Yeah.
You're there to teach, and you're there to help, especially, again, this hail damage area being concentrated where most of the military lives in the city. And you being a veteran, you know what it's like to be a military family. There are already enough challenges that those guys are facing. They work so hard, and everybody contributes in the entire family. This is not another thing, not another problem that they need, and that's when you are able to come in and help people out. Describe the process.
So Absolutely.
From first call from me to Petrali, how does the process work?
Sure. So somebody gives us a call, and they say, hey, we were caught in that storm. First thing we do is we take down some information from them, and then we send one of our field representatives out to scope the extent of the damage, and not just the roof, but also the siding, the gutters, the fencing, and we give them a report with some pictures so that they could submit it to their insurance company or just have it on hand.
Mm-hmm.
We like to arm people with as much information as possible and then let them make some decisions. Hopefully by that time, we've built enough rapport with the customer that they do want to use us as their contractor on the project. From there, we get them scheduled. If they haven't filed a claim, they'll file the claim directly.
Mm-hmm.
The insurance company will approve the claim. They'll release what's called ACV funds to the homeowner, and we'll get them scheduled in. We prefer – there's going to be a lot of door knockers right now coming through.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, we knock doors, so not everyone that knocks the door is a bad person. But what they will be doing is trying to pressure people into saying, hey, look, if you don't sign up now, you're going to be 8 to 10 weeks out on getting your roof done. And don't make any decisions out of pressure. At least give somebody
yeah.
else, like Petrali Roofing. There's plenty of reputable companies here in the Springs that are local. Give them a call and give them an opportunity to get you on a schedule. Don't get pressured in by somebody from out of town telling you that you're going to be 3 months out before your roof gets taken care of.
And Michael, you just revealed your true heart and the culture of Petrali Roofing. You come on and meet with somebody if you've been contacted or even if they answer the door and you're visiting a neighborhood. You're wearing branded clothing.
Yes, sir.
You are all well-dressed. You're well-heeled. You're very polite. You're very professional. But you are there first as an advisor.
Yes, sir.
And second as somebody who wants to help that person with their roof. It's the advisory piece that comes first, and that's where you can win hearts and gain confidence and earn that trust. The opposite of that are guys from out of state in ratty old pickup trucks with beat-up license plates, nothing on the side of their truck, no real business card, and they're pressuring you to get that job done right now or the house is going to cave in on you. It's all about the client first. It's always all about the client first and what they need.
Yes, sir.
And you're dealing with people who are scared, who are nervous, who just don't know this process, or they're under pressure in so many other areas of their lives that they really need help. And you're
yes,
not going to take advantage of them. You're going to teach them.
Yes, sir. One of the other things I'd like to say about that is as a master elite, one of the top 2% of roofers in the U.S. and in the Springs, we've got access to what's called a Roof for Troops rebate, which is $250 that GAF offers for any service members, active or discharged.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can get them a $250 rebate that helps offset some of the cost of that deductible.
So that is a GAF master certification.
Yes, sir.
That is extremely difficult certification to earn. You have to have been in the business for a very long time. You have to have an extraordinarily good reputation, not only with GAF, but your other suppliers and your other customers as well. They're checking your background very,
yes,
very thoroughly. And so there is a reason. There are very few of you that have that status. So the military help that GAF offers, mm-hmm. that $250 discount, is going to be hugely helpful for our military out there. And, of course, you don't have to be military to contact Petrali.
Absolutely.
You're there to coach, counsel, advise, and teach. And Michael, with a few seconds left, let's give that contact information a couple of times. And I urge those of you out there who are experiencing damage, or if you think you've got damage, or if it's obvious, call Petrali Roofing. How do we get a hold of you, Michael?
You could call us at 375-8773 and get a hold of our our office there, or you can request a quote or an inspection online at petraliroofing.com. That's P-E-T-R-A-L-I roofing.com.
Michael O'Malley, General Manager of Petrali Roofing, a brand that's been in the roofing business and the trades for over 40 years. You're wonderful for being here. Thank you for your service and the service you provide to those who have also served. Again, Petrali Roofing. Phone number again, Michael?
375-8773.
And PetraliRoofing.com. The inspection is free and the advice is valid and it's solid. Michael, thank you so much for being here and for all you do. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio and airs Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM. And get us on demand at krdonewsradio.podbean.com.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection, Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM.